no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show, 60 minutes of radio drama brought to you every Tuesday by RelicRadio.com. Thanks for joining me this week. We'll hear first from Bold Venture in their August 27th, 1951 episode titled Slate's Old Flame. After that, it's Mystery House and Operation Murder, their story from August 2nd, 1946.
Bold Venture! Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
I don't say anything funny.
Well, because you weren't there when it happened, Sailor.
But I was, darling.
You sure were, Jenny. Will I ever forget that Mardi Gras with you and Rio? How about that time in Acapulco spearfishing by torchlight? The fun we had in the snow in the Swiss Alps.
You pull sleds too, Jenny?
Why don't you go warm yourself a saucer of milk? What's the matter with you, Sailor? Jenny's an old crony.
Crony? Now there's a word. How do you spell it? C-R-O-N-E?
Look, Sailor, Jenny and I want to talk about old times. You'd be bored. Nothing would interest you. You know how it is. So why don't you... Well... Why don't you, Sailor?
All right, I will. Bye, fellas. Both of you.
Hi, Jenny.
Slate, darling. How's Slate?
I think about you sometimes. You happy?
Here, now. With you, looking at you, watching you. Saying Slate, and knowing you'll answer and not an echo. But the other times, most of the times, no, I haven't been happy, darling.
There was a Sunday there when I picked up the papers and saw you in a wedding dress beside a man in striped pants. I don't remember the whole week after that.
He's here in Havana. I'm going to leave him, Slate.
So many things we could have done.
Did you hear me? I'm frightened of him. Afraid he might kill me, Slate. He's that kind of a man. I'm going to leave him.
Then what, Jenny?
I'll come back to you. You want that, don't you? You're Slate Shannon, remember? And I'm Jenny. They were the old times. I'll come back to you, Slate. You can pack all my things, Paul. Let them run through your fingers. It'll be something to remember me by.
Look, Jimmy. Anything you want, any price, I can do things for you no other man can do.
Good. Sit on the suitcase for me, will you, darling? You're so strong. I never can close these things.
Of course. See, Jenny, just with my hands.
Oh, your powerful hands. I could almost regret leaving them. I brought you something, darling, my going-away present to you.
Don't play with me.
It's a sign, Paul. Sign that says vacant. You can hang it on my door.
Jenny! Come back, whatever you need, whatever you want.
Beg, darling. Get down on your knees and beg. What do you know? He's doing it.
Help you with your bag, lady?
Good evening, Bart. Kiss me, Bart.
Sure, lady. How did it go?
You should have seen him, Bart. on his knees.
Why not? Everybody kneels before he dies. Doesn't everybody?
We'll ask Shannon how my husband died when he kills him for me.
And Shannon will do that for you, lady?
Anything I want. He owes me for the fun times we had together. Slade?
Hello, Slade.
Hi, sailor.
This where you've been all this time? Standing out here on the beach, staring at the moon and kicking sand.
What do you want?
You, mostly. You want me to go away?
No. I've got no right to tell you what to do.
You had, up until this afternoon. Until Ginny. You in love with her?
Once.
Why?
I've been thinking about it, about Ginny. Why? I can't figure it. I don't know if I want to.
I want to tell you something, big man. Get her out of the hotel.
You crazy?
Get her out, Slate.
What's the matter with you? Jenny's a guest. She rented a suite. She's got as much right to move into Shannon's place as anybody.
As much right as me?
You or anybody.
I've just coined a cliche, friend of mine. She goes or I go.
You giving me your notice, sailor? All right.
Kidding, aren't you?
So long, sailor.
Do you know what you just did?
Yeah, I said so long.
You told me to get out of your life.
That's the way you heard it. That's the way it was.
Just like that. No toast, one to the other. No big speeches, how grand it was. Nothing.
Yeah. That was all of it.
Goodbye, Slate.
Ay, Senorita Duval, the honor you do my decrepit little theatrical agency. I cannot stand it.
Here's a hanky. Blow my 10% of your nose.
Gracias.
Revive yourself. I can do other tricks, too. I sing in the shower.
You got something there. But we knock out the shower. Too corny. I see it. I see it. You in a swimsuit.
Mm, in a white dress. You got a job for me, Akila?
Off the shoulder?
It buttons at the throat.
Off the shoulder, get you raves from the music critics.
Off the dime, Akila. Is there a job for me?
You open tonight at the Club Flamingo. Slate Shannon will be your call boy?
Who's Slate Shannon?
That is how I like to hear a girl female performer talk. Especially when...
Watch it, kid. I got a trick you don't know about. I call it a right cross.
We will have such a lovely 10% together.
Keep the hanky, agent. It's a down payment on what I'll owe you. Thank you. As the final number included in your cover charge, here's a song to remember when someone starts crying on your shoulder. When you get to feeling mean and low, and your world has lost that golden glow, keep your troubles to yourself, put your worries on the shelf. Don't sing those sad songs to me. When the blues start knocking at your door, and you know you can't take any more, please don't call me on the phone. I've got problems of my own. Don't sing those sad songs to me. Now you know the type, people who gripe, begging for sympathy. When they come my way, I just stop and say, forget it, kid. You won't get any help from me. So avoid me when you can't be gay. If you meet me, turn and walk away. Though I usually am mild, I can't stand the problem, child. So don't sing those sad songs to me.
Mia alma, Senorita Duval, you were magnifico, splendid, so tip-top. Por favor, go take another bow. For me, the best agent a senorita ever had.
Did you see them out there?
The customers? Hair is on the floor from the tearing out of heads. Such a reception.
I'm talking about Slate Shannon and that girl with him. The way they were looking at each other.
Oh, disagreement numero one, you and me. Mr. Shannon, look at you all the time. In fact, senorita, he has sent back a note. Here.
Tear it up.
Senorita?
Tear it up.
The note says he will come back to your room dressing a while after you have sung. It says he has been looking for you.
Tell him to go kiss a light socket. I don't want to see him.
Ay, how like my wife numero two she is. How just like...
Where is she, Chico?
In there. But you cannot see her.
One side.
To say one side to Aquila is to court jabs in the nose, senor. You will see.
Show me.
See it. Jabs in the nose.
You get my note, sailor?
What do you want here?
I don't know. Maybe I made a mistake. Ginny and me.
Well?
Something's missing. Help me out, sailor. I'm trying to tell you something.
Get out of here.
Why don't you just listen to me?
You listen. I want you out of here.
Sailor. All right.
Is that you, Slate?
Yeah. I want to talk to you, Jenny.
Come in, Slate Shannon. You're wearing a look I remember. The one you had when you left me in Rome.
You remember it, huh?
Pasted in my scrapbook of losses. So I'd know the reason for the nights without sleep.
Look, Jenny, I want you to go away.
You're making small talk.
So I can get my bearings, so I can pick out what's a memory and what's for real.
The devout thing of me, huh?
I want it to be straight and clean.
Slate Shannon. This is the what that's for real. This... And this.
I don't look now, Jenny, but someone's peeking over our shoulders.
My husband. The husband that would rather have me dead than lose me. Isn't that right, husband mine?
Get your things, Jenny. You're coming back to me.
You spoiled it, Paul. Like you spoiled everything else you could have had with me. Throw him out, Slate. He brings a chill into my room.
Get your things, Jenny. Or do you want me to beat you until you beg to come back, till you want it?
Slate. Slate, he means it. He'll kill me.
Relax, Jenny. You heard the lady, Mr. Ward. Right now, she doesn't care for you. You leave her cold.
It's you she wanted. I can deal with a man like you.
You spoil the natty crease in your flannels, Mr. Ward.
I can deal.
You don't care about the crease, huh? Maybe I can give you a new one.
You took her.
You're a good kid. Real.
He'll kill you, Slate. He'll kill you.
Yeah. Hey, cut at that. He's an ox.
This bookend, Slate. Hit him with it. He'll kill you. He's going for a gun.
I don't...
Take it. He'll shoot you.
Yeah. Your husband was good. Real good.
Not anymore, Slate. I think you've killed him.
What are you talking about?
You've killed him. Stay, Slate. Don't run. I'll tell them it was for me. I'll tell them that...
I wish I could be there to hear you, Jenny. I wish a lot of things.
Don't run, Slate. Stay with me.
Put it in that scrapbook of yours. Now we both won't sleep.
Adventure, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Shannon's place is desolation. No lady, sailor, Mr. Slate on the run, because an old flame come and wink she eye. She husband sleeps and will maybe die. The place is empty, the place is...
Watch your language, King. I'm back.
Lady Sailor!
Hi. Miss me?
There is only bitterness when you are gone.
Yeah, when I'm here, too. It's pretty bitter what happened to Slate, isn't it?
Mr. Slate would not want to kill a man. I do not believe it, Lady Sailor. I do not believe what the papers say.
That Paul Ward is lying on a hospital cot, and it's a flip of a peso whether he lives or dies. You don't believe that?
Please, Lady Sailor.
And that the police are looking for Slate. Charge, attempted murder. Motive, a husband who wants his wife back. That you don't believe either, huh, King?
Nor you, because you came back to Mr. Slate.
Yeah, I came back.
And you will help him?
Long enough to kiss the boy goodbye and give him back to Ginny. Where do you think he's hiding, King?
This I do not know. But perhaps Mrs. Jenny Ward...
Yeah. Slate likes to share secrets with her. Memories, dying husbands. She's still here at the hotel?
No, she at 56 Paseo Batista. I overheard when I carry she bags to the cab.
You come too, King. I'll need you to lace my gloves.
Ahoy!
Ahoy! That you, Bianco?
Slate? Is that you, Slate?
Yeah. I'll throw you a line. I'm going to tie up my boat here. Got it?
I got it. All secure, Slate.
How you been, Bianco?
Me? Great. What are you doing here, kid? This key's off the beaten path. You figure I'm going shrimp fishing or something?
No. You mind if I stay at your shack for a while?
I guess.
Let's go. Just throw me a couple of palm fronds in the corner. I need sleep.
Yes, you do. You need a lot of things, kid. Come on in. I turn off the radio, shall I?
No, leave it on.
Why waste the battery? I can tell you by heart what it's going to say.
That's how you amuse yourself? You memorize commercials?
This one's got a price of $10,000. Offered by Mrs. Ginny Ward for the capture, dead or alive, of Slate Shannon. Radio's been spilling like that all day, Slate. You're a fugitive, huh?
You heard it?
$10,000. My, my. Dead or alive, too, the man said.
How do you figure it, Bianco? First she said... Ah, what difference does it make?
You said you were sleepy. Lie down. Go ahead. Use my cot. Get some sleep, kid. I wake you. Come on.
Nothing doing. You might take a fancy to that $10,000.
Ah, why, Slate. How you talk. I sleep outside, Slate.
Uh-uh. Get out the cards, Bianco. This is going to be an all-night fan-tan session.
Bart. Come here, Bart.
Something on your mind, Ginny?
Come here and tell me what a clever girl am I.
You're a clever girl, Ginny. Offering that 10,000 reward was a stroke of pure clever. And with the cops, you were a love, too. How vivid it was how Shannon broke into your room, you in your husband's arms, and Shannon strikes him a foul blow. It made you cry, didn't it, Ginny?
Tears chasing tears. Be a lamb, Bart. See who it is.
Lamb? I'll remember you once called me that. Now look, it's a dream.
Where's Ginny Ward?
Ask her yourself, dream.
I bet I know what you want, darling.
Where is he? Where's Slate?
He's not here, darling. You can frisk me.
He needs help. He almost killed for you.
I'm taking bets that he made it. The killing, I mean. Paul doesn't die today, it'll be tomorrow. One lovely day.
Look, you.
Don't try violence, darling. Bart here doesn't like me with scratch marks on my face. It makes him brutal.
Slate was in love with you. He would have told you where he was going.
I tried, darling. I asked where. But his mouth tightened up on me. You know the cute way it does.
We've got to help him. Find him.
I'm doing all I can. I offer $10,000 for him, dead or alive.
What?
$10,000.
You wanted him to kill your husband.
You have naughty thoughts, child. Escort the naughty girl out, Bart.
The door you came through, Mr. Vall, it'll be the same one on the way out.
When you die, Ginny, let me know. I want to go dancing.
Well said, Dream. Out, Dream.
She told you where our Mr. Slade is, Lady Sailor?
No, but while I was walking down that dark hall, something came to me, King. Remember how when Slate wants to check the world, he goes to a fisherman named Bianco?
On Frenchman's Key?
Uh-huh. Let's rent a boat, King.
I think that will be difficult. That plainclothes policeman hiding under a propeller beanie across the street might not let us.
Run, King. That way. I'll run the other. Let's make it lively for Beanie Boy.
Want a small coffee, Slate?
Deal the cards.
Just ask, that's all. Me, I like mine hard.
Deal them.
We've been doing this for 6 hours now. Let's change the game at least. I got Fantan up to my nose.
Fantan, deal. Yeah, I heard the boat too, Bianco.
Someone's coming down the pier, Slate. Cops?
No, just one cop wouldn't come. That'd be a mob. Now don't try it, Bianco.
What are you talking about?
You've been eyeing that table drawer ever since I walked into this shack. You make a move for a gun, I'll beat your brains in.
You raving like a loony slave.
Go ahead, answer it.
Is Slate Shannon? Oh, Slate, are you all right?
All this time I've been saying to myself, if Sailor were here, we'd figure out something together.
My, my. Shack of mine never had a woman before. My pleasure, lady.
What happened, Slate? Why did you do it?
He pulled a gun on me. Jenny shoved a bookend in my hand.
Wait a minute. He didn't have a gun, Slate.
Sure he did. He was going for it when I hit him.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
The papers say unprovoked attack. Poor Ward was unarmed. Ward said so himself.
Ward said so? I thought I killed him.
No, he's still alive. He regained consciousness for a few minutes, but only for a few. They don't know whether he's going to live or die. Maybe you ought to give yourself up.
Hey, wait a minute. Bianco told me he heard over the radio that Paul Ward was dead, didn't you, Bianco?
You shouldn't have turned your back on me, Slate. The gun happened to my hand while you did. So now... Guys! Coffee! Hot!
This will be real cool. Let's go, Sailor. Let's wrap this thing up. You wait out here, Sailor.
Let me go in with you. I want to watch.
Yeah, I guess you do. Okay, come on in, Sailor.
Yes? Oh, I brought you something, Ginny.
Let's go inside, Ginny. Yeah, this is home here.
Bart.
What's the matter? What? Oh, you'd be the boy the police are looking for. You'd be Slate Shannon.
I'd be a corpse if you had your way.
Now, take it easy.
Sailor told me about you, Buster. You're a Bart, a friend of Ginny's. I've been wanting to meet you. Come here.
You want to play, huh? All right. You'll be messed up for the cops.
You'll tell them all about it.
Yeah.
About you. About Ginny. About Paul.
Slate, take this. Kill him.
Uh-huh. He's got to talk to the cops, remember? There's your boy, Jenny.
Should have killed him. Then it would have been... Slade, don't look at me like that.
How am I looking at you?
With hate. This is Jenny. The whole thing was a mistake. They called me from the hospital. Paul's going to live. I'll go back to him. He won't press charges.
Will he be told exactly what happened? Are you... And that... Lying on the floor, planned it all.
Police department? Give me Inspector LaSalle.
Don't let her call the police. Make her stop.
LaSalle, old boy?
Make her stop.
Guess what I've got for you. An old dead flame.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I really am. It's going to be a lousy memory. Sailor.
Mm-hmm.
What's that you're singing?
You've heard it before. It's a song I had to learn when I was away from you.
Oh. Oh, that one.
That one. When the blues start knocking at your door, and you know you can't take any more, please don't call me on the phone. I've got problems of my own. Don't sing those sad songs to me.
Come here.
Why'd you do that for?
I've never been kissed in the key of D-flat before.
Fine, isn't it? Stick with me, kid. You're liable to find the lost chord.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest bold venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Mystery Mystery House, that strange publishing firm owned by Dan and Barbara Glenn, where each new novel is acted out by the Mystery House staff before it is accepted for publication. Mystery House.
Well, Barbie, a murder story about airplanes tonight, hmm? Is it tough to solve?
It looks like you know the identity of the murder almost right from the start, Dan. But you wonder if the police will ever find out.
Oh, frame-up, huh? Well, I like that kind of a story once in a while.
Oh, this is a honey of a frame-up. One that doesn't seem to have any loose ends.
But right triumphs in the end, hmm?
Why, Mr. Glenn, I'm surprised at you.
Yeah? Why, Tom?
We're talking about right at the end of the story. Everything's right in these stories right from the start. Just listen.
Okay, Tom. Places, everybody. Set the scene for tonight's story, will you?
Operation Murder. The scene is the office in an isolated building where Ann Logan, former woman speed pilot turned aviation engineer, is working on a government-sponsored secret experiment. Doug Ward has just come in.
Doug, what's the idea of dropping in on me here? You know,
Yeah, sure, I know, Ann. I was just driving by when I saw a very shady customer coming out of your place.
What do you mean?
A guy named Lopez. As soon as he saw me, he ducked.
Lopez? I never heard of him. Maybe some friend of Austin's.
Well, this guy's nobody's friend, Ann. I had plenty of trouble with him way back when I was flying in Spain.
Well, I'm not going to worry about him. That's Austin's department.
Well, you're kind of leaving everything to Austin these days, aren't you?
Austin is important to me.
Sure, I know. Got yourself engaged to him because of his bankroll. Ann, how could you sell out like that?
I didn't sell out. Austin Ames is... Well, he's done more than anybody to make this operation successful.
Okay, so he put up the dough.
It's more than that, Doug. He's seriously interested in the future of aviation. He's not just a...
That's right. He's no stick pusher.
You know I never called you a stick pusher, Doug. It's just... Well, I always hoped you'd grow up and get serious about flying. Doug, you could amount to something.
It's a laugh. Do you know anybody who's done more flying than me?
Sure, you're just about as hot as any flyer in the country on stunt stuff. But you're not young. You ought to settle down. Why don't you take the job I offered you?
No thanks, Angel. I don't need charity. There's still dough and test stuff.
Oh, but any day now your nerves will get you and you'll be grounded for good. What'll you do then?
I'll get by, Ann.
Oh, sure, any bum can get by. But you know too much about flying to let it go to waste. Look what an amateur like Austin can do. Why, you...
The main difference between your pal Austin and me is that bank account of his. Now, maybe if I'd have had that, you'd be engaged to me instead of him.
Oh, please, Doug, don't start that again. You know, we had that out long before Austin and I were engaged.
Okay, Angel, okay. I just don't want you to forget that I'll always be available.
Oh, Doug, if you'd only grow up, get a serious interest, you could change if you wanted to.
Look, Ann, don't try to keep making me over. I could sweet-talk you, baby, but you know cloud hoppers like me don't change. I'll be a stick pusher until they ground me. But you don't want me that way.
That's right. I want a man with a purpose in life. Oh, hello, Austin.
Hi, Ann. We're all set.
Oh, hello, Austin. You don't mind if I visit your future bride, do you?
Oh, I didn't see you, Warren. I don't like to seem rude, but you don't belong here, you know.
Now, Austin, don't be that way. Doug's an old friend.
That's all right, Ann. I'll take off.
No, Doug. Austin didn't mean it that way, did you, Austin?
Ann, this office is full of secret plans. Plans we swore to protect until this plane is ready.
Austin, aren't you forgetting?
Oh, it's all right, Ann.
Wait a minute. Maybe I am a little touchy. Working under pressure,
Well, you don't have to worry about me, old-timer. I haven't seen sign of your secret plans.
Oh, you two, why don't you be friends?
I was just going to suggest that... Doug, we could make a good spot for you.
Now, that's more like it. I was just telling Doug...
Oh, no, I'm not on the skids yet.
You don't get it, Doug. This is a big operation, made to order for you.
Sorry.
How would you like to make the first test of our new plane?
Wait a minute. I'm going to make that flight. After all...
Now, take it easy, Ann. I know you counted on this.
Counted on it? I'm going.
Ann, we need publicity. The kind we can get with Doug as a pilot. He's the best-known flyer in the country. That'll get us twice as much space in the papers.
Look, that plane is my baby. I've given her everything.
I know, darling, but your safety means too much to me. I couldn't think of you cracking up.
Well, what are you so excited about? Ann's as good as they come.
Well, if Doug would, I might be willing.
I knew you'd see it, Ann. You've always wanted Doug as a partner.
No, not so fast. I might do this test, but...
If you would, Doug.
Well, it's only because I don't like to see you taking chances, Angel.
That's the spirit. We'll work out details later.
Oh, it's going to be good to have you around, Doug.
Sure it is. We can take a look at the ship now while you're cleaning up, I am?
Well, why don't the three of us go out tonight, sort of celebrate?
Hey, what is this? I just said
that I'm... Sure, Doug, but Anne's just happy to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so glad you said yes.
Okay, Angel. You wear that favorite dress of mine, and I'll go.
That's a date. Take care of him, Austin. I'll hurry.
That a girl. See you soon.
Well, Austin, you sure you go for this deal?
Of course.
Well, I just thought that...
Forget it. I trust Ann. And besides, we couldn't let her take any chances on this test flight, could we?
Well, there's always that million to one.
Sure, and besides, there are certain details I don't think Ann could handle.
What do you mean? Ann ought to know all about her own plane. After all, she designed it.
Of course. That's exactly why.
I don't get it.
It's because she did design the ship that I can't let her make the test.
What's that?
Ann would make a success of the test or die in the attempt.
Oh, you mean if somebody's got to die, you'd rather it be me?
Not that. I just can't afford to let this be a success.
What?
Oh, I've got reasons. You see, I don't have as much money as Ann thinks I have. So when I get this offer...
What offer?
Never mind that. I need money to keep Ann in business.
Well, but if this test flight's good, you'll have all the money you'll ever need.
If it's successful. But what if it isn't?
Well, any designer takes that gamble. Failure means you may go broke.
Well, I'm not taking that chance. We're going to fail and get well paid for it. Very well paid.
Oh, come on. Talk sense. Ann doesn't go for failure.
That's where you come in. You're going to deliberately crack up.
Now, wait a minute, I'm...
You're going to pile up that plane so it'll look like something's wrong with the design.
Oh, so that's the angle, huh? Well, you cheap little rat, you've sold out to a rival company. Oh, no, I'm taking off.
Not so fast, Birdman. I'm afraid you'll find it a little difficult to get out of here.
Yeah?
I had a hunch you might not like this job. That's why I made other arrangements.
Well, hey, who's this jerk?
Come on in, Sammy. Our hero is going to require some persuasion. He doesn't seem to realize he's involved in a very melodramatic situation.
Okay, boss, just let me...
Is this overstuffed character part of the melodrama?
This, Doug, is Samson. He used to be a circus strongman, but he found my kind of work pays better.
Okay, boss. Now...
Get away from me, Musclebound.
Just keep an eye on him, Sammy. I want my friend Doug to understand the plot.
Hey, Austin, you haven't seen enough movies. Don't you know the hero always comes out on top?
Does he?
Yeah, he does. For instance, I haven't forgotten my...
Hey,
oh,
my arm! He busted my arm!
No, no, it's not busted.
Take your hands off him, Doug. I've got you covered.
What? Oh, guns make you nervous, don't they?
Shut up. I don't want to shoot you yet. Sammy. Here's one for you. Catch.
Nice. Oh, boss.
Now, Birdman, I've got you covered from both sides.
Yeah, fast work, Austin. Maybe the movies could use you.
Just shut up and start moving. And remember, there are two guns in your bag. You think this is melodrama, Birdman? Take a look at that plane.
Wow. Hey, I gotta hand it to Ann. She sure did a job of design on this baby.
So you're impressed, eh? Well, just watch Sammy. He's going to do a few tricks with that window over there.
Hey, what's the idea? That's a sure way to get the cops
here. Absolutely. That's part of the plot.
Okay, genius, you got me, but...
By the time they get here, you'll be all ready for them.
Oh, me?
You. Remember? In this plot, the hero is the fall guy. Now, just climb up there in the cabin. We need a few fingerprints.
Oh, so that's why you always wear gloves.
Get up there. There isn't much time.
All right.
Okay. Come on down now.
Hey, look, what kind of a brainstorm are you having?
Come here now. Look. Take a look at this engine.
Well?
Yeah, that's right. Get your hands in there. Now, Sammy.
Yeah, boss?
You keep him covered while I get these Emery filings ready.
Emery filings? And that... Why, you'll cut the heart out of that motor.
Let me kill him now, boss.
Why, that's one of the oldest tricks there is. Anybody knows that Emery...
Sure they do. And the cops are going to think you were the stupid guy who used Emery to conk out the ship of Anne.
Why, you little rat,
you... Let me kill him, boss. Let's get it over
here. No, Sammy, do you hear me?
You big ape, you...
Help, I...
Hey, Austin. Austin, what's the matter with you? Great Scott, man, he's dead.
Dead? You killed him. You shot him with my gun.
No, I didn't. Your gun must have gone off when we were fighting. It was an accident. It must have been.
What's that? I don't... You. It wasn't you. Somebody over there.
Thought it was an accident, Doug.
Ann, where are you? What? Well, it was an accident, wasn't it? You saw.
Was it? Move back a little, Doug. I want to see if Sammy's really dead. Yes. Funny, isn't it? One bullet took care of poor old Austin, but it took two to finish Sammy. Tough, was he?
Ann, you're crazy. You must have gone out of your head. Here, give me that gun.
No, stay where you are, Doug. Don't try anything smart. I'm going to call the police.
You just killed Austin and Sammy, and you're going to call the police?
That's right, darling. I'm going to call the police. So you better scram. They might find you, Doug.
Oh, and for the love of Mike, find me.
You
Why?
You see, Doug, I know this place like a book. I can get out of here without anybody seeing me. I don't think you can. Oh, they'll find you, all right.
And wait a minute. Where are you going? You shot these men in cold blood. You can't walk...
Can't I, Doug? So long, and happy landing, dick pusher.
Anne Logan. Will she get away with the cold-blooded killing of Austin Ames and his bodyguard Samson? Will Doug Ward be able to convince the police that he did not kill Anne's partner? Well, the second act will answer those questions. But in the meantime... Act Two of Operation Murder. Police Detective Juergens has arrived on the murder scene and has begun to question the flyer, Doug Ward.
What do you take me for, Ward? You'd better start talking if you want to have any chance at all.
I told you I didn't do it.
Sure, you didn't do it. But you were sitting here when I come in, weren't you? You admit you were fighting with these guys.
Well, I didn't kill them. I told you that. All I know is the shots came out of the dark, behind those empty crates.
Well, who was it then? Who was behind them boxes?
I can't tell you.
You can tell me, and you will tell me, or you'll hang. Who are you protecting? Come on, Ward. I know you're a great stunt flyer, but I don't give you no license to commit murder.
I didn't murder anybody.
Well, maybe you'll start talking when we find the fingerprints on the gun you left lying here.
Look, I didn't have a gun. I don't even carry one.
Okay, so you took it off of one of these guys. Everybody knows you were sweet on that gal Ann Logan. You were jealous, weren't you?
Oh, but not like you're trying to make it look.
You were mad because Ames was in on this new plane that Logan girl designed. You figured you could make it look like Ames was no good.
Oh, no, you're crazy.
You came here to jimmy up that plane, and you figured to make it look like Austin Ames had done it.
I tell you, you're wrong, Jordan.
Had it all figured out, didn't you? Only Austin comes along and catches you at it. And so you get mad and kill him.
No.
You killed Austin Ames and then you shot Sammy because he was a witness.
No, you've got it all mixed up. Ann...
What about Ann? She telephoned the station, and she'll be here in a minute.
All right. Ann Logan was a friend. I was going to make the test flight for her.
She asked you to?
No. No, Austin did. He was double-crossing Ann. He wanted to make the test flop. He tried to hire me to pull a phony crack-up.
Well, then why did you kill him? Wouldn't he pay you enough?
I told you I didn't kill him. Now, I...
Oh, no. No, Inspector, you don't think Doug Ward killed... Oh, he couldn't have.
Ann.
Surely it couldn't be Doug, Inspector. Why, Doug had agreed to pilot the ship in tomorrow's test flight because Austin didn't want me to take the chance.
He did, huh?
Yes. Of course, Doug and Austin weren't very good friends, but I guess Doug felt it would be better if I didn't take the chance. You know, you can't always tell about new planes.
Is that why your friend Doug came here tonight? Because you and Austin invited him?
No. I guess Doug was curious about the plane. He just dropped in and asked if he could take a look.
And you took him out to see it?
Why, no. Doug is a friend. I knew, of course, it would be all right for him to go alone.
Alone?
You're sure he was alone?
That's right. Austin and Sammy went out a few minutes later. And then I heard shots.
And?
I didn't know what to make of it. I was frightened, and I ran out to find help.
Oh, so that's the way you want it, huh? Well, I'm sorry, Jurgen.
Hey, stop him. He's getting away.
What is the meaning of this?
Hello, Lopez. Surprised?
Get out. What do you mean, breaking
into my... This makes the second time today you've tried to ignore me, Lopez.
I do not know you. Get out.
Oh, you know me all right, Lopez. That's why you're so nervous. You've been worried about me.
Get out, or I shall call
you. No, Not until we've had a little talk. And don't reach for that desk drawer. Have you forgotten, Lopez, that I'm an expert on judo?
Why, oh!
Yeah. What's the matter? Make you squirm?
All right. You are Doug Ward, and I am Ramon Lopez, but this is not
Spain.
Yeah.
I told you not to reach for that gun.
Listen, Ward.
You ought to learn to act better, Lopez. Now that you're an airline executive.
This is a legitimate business.
Sure.
What do you want?
How much did you pay for the plans to Ann Logan's plane?
What? You think...
You heard me. How much?
Let me go. Let me go of my arms.
Look, I saw you coming out of Ann Logan's office. I know your tricks. Now, how much?
No, I can't tell.
Look, Lopez, you've been selling your services to one country after another. Your reputation isn't worth a nickel.
I am.
Now, just tell me how much. How much did you pay for the plans?
All right. $300,000.
$300,000? Ann. You see, Miss Logan? Here he is.
Doug, I was so sure we wouldn't find you here.
What?
May I ask what is the meaning of this?
It just means
No, Inspector. I'm sure you're wrong. Why... There must be some explanation for Doug's being here.
Well, Ann, you know darn well why I'm here.
Oh, Doug, you misunderstand me. Why, I just told the inspector what you said about seeing Mr. Lopez.
What?
Well, I only thought... You see, if Doug was right in saying he'd seen you near my office, why, That must mean you've come to see Austin.
What's the game, Anne?
I'm so sorry about this, Doug. If I'd had any idea we'd find you here, but I only thought Lopez must know something because of all the things you've told me about him.
What is this?
Well, Doug always said if I ever wanted to sell out to a foreign country, that you were the man to see.
Looks like your goose is cooked, Ward.
What? Do you mean you're falling for her story?
Nah, none of that, Ward.
You won't need me anymore, will you, Inspector? I'm so on edge. Do you mind if I go on home?
Sure enough, Miss Logan. And thanks for having that hunch about Lopez.
Doug, I'm really awfully sorry. Oh.
Look, Jurgens, are you going to let
her... Pipe down, Ward, and start talking now.
But she...
Sure. She was too smart for you, wasn't she? You shouldn't have blabbed about your friend Lopez.
Listen, why do you think I came to this guy's office? Get him to tell you about the 300,000 bucks he paid out for the plans to Anne's plane.
It is a lie, Inspector. I demand that you take this man away.
Look, Jurgens, this guy's bad medicine wherever he goes. He's admitted that he paid out 300,000 berries to get the design for Anne's ship on condition that the test flight was called off. Now, he paid that money to Anne Logan herself.
What?
He is guessing, Inspector. He knows nothing.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what were you doing in Anne's office?
It is true. I went there, but not to see Miss Logan. I make my arrangements with her partner, this Austin Ames.
What arrangements?
The people I represent pay Austin Ames to make sure the test flight is a failure. But it is understood this Doug Ward is to be the pilot.
You mean that Ward was to fix the plane so it would crash?
That is correct. However, Austin Ames anticipated some trouble in persuading...
Oh, so you killed Ames because he wouldn't pay you enough. Is that it, Ward?
Look, Jurgens, I told you I didn't kill anybody. The killer is your friend, Anne Logan.
Anne Logan?
That's right. I saw her do it.
What? You told me you didn't know...
I know. I couldn't figure out why she did it then. But when she began acting sorry for me, acting like she was defending me, I realized I was supposed to be the fall guy.
What was her motive then, if your story's true?
Money. Austin Ames was her husband-to-be. She wanted his money, not him. When she got engaged to him, she got him to make a will in her favor.
Are you guessing or do you know?
I'll bet on what I say being right. Look, if you just let me talk to her, ask her some questions, I can trap her. I know I can.
Okay, then come on.
Then I am free now?
You're going to have to answer some questions about those plane plans and that money, Lopez, but we'll take care of that later. Just don't get any ideas about getting away. Come on, Wood.
Miss Logan, you startled me. What brings you back to my office? The policeman and that flyer Ward, they just left for your apartment.
I never went to my apartment, Lopez. I waited outside, waited till they left. I saw them leave.
That was clever, Miss Logan. But why?
Because I wanted to talk to you alone, without anyone hearing us.
What about?
I'm new at this plane design business, Lopez. A lot depends on what happens to my first job. Ever let a story get out that I was mixed up in a sellout to a foreign country and I'd be licked. Done. Nobody'd give me another chance. I've got to know, Lopez. Were you dealing with Austin or weren't you?
I am afraid I cannot discuss my business affairs with you, Miss Logan.
Oh, yes, you can. You can do that or answer for two murders right now.
Me? Two murders? First you tried to blame the flyer for them, and now you think you can change to me. I doubt that, Miss Logan. I doubt it very much.
I saw you kill them, Lopez. Saw you drop the gun and run. I picked it up and went ahead.
You think you would make the police believe a story like that? Fantastic. Particularly after what you have said about Doug Ward.
Oh, no, it's true, and I can prove it. I had my gloves on, Lopez, and I guarded your fingerprints carefully. They're still on the gun. I imagine the police could trace it to you if I told them where to look.
You made a mistake coming here alone, Miss Logan.
What? You... That gun. So you admit...
I admit nothing, Miss Logan. Except that I am about to commit a murder.
You... Listen, you couldn't kill me. Not here.
I can do it and admit it freely. I say that you came back here to kill me. Just as you killed Ames and his stooge, that I shot in self-defense, and I can take care of the fingerprints on that gun.
So there are fingerprints. You admit you killed them.
It doesn't make much difference now, Miss Logan, to you or to me.
But why? Why would you do such a thing?
Ames made a deal with me. He took the money.
And he insisted he'd get Doug Ward to crack up the plane so the test would be a failure. But Doug Ward turned down the deal. I knew he would talk. I couldn't afford to have my operations known.
But why didn't you kill Doug?
And let Austin Ames have that over my head? No, my dear. That wouldn't have done at all. And now?
No. No, you can't shoot me.
Here, stick him up, Logan, or I'll shoot to kill.
Hand, are you hurt?
Me in the shoulder. But how come you came back?
You came here with me, remember, Miss Logan? You said you were going to your apartment when you left here.
She lied. She stayed
we
here.
We heard why she stayed here, Lopez.
But how did you know I'd be here?
Well, you came with me and there wasn't a cab anyplace around, not for blocks. Didn't seem like you could have gotten far enough away so we couldn't see you. So we came back to see what you were up to.
Yeah, we heard Lopez's admission to the murders.
You should have told me about him before.
I had to be sure about Austin Ames being a crook. I had to know about Lopez's plane deal with Ames. I'm sorry I had to mix you into a duck, but I wouldn't let them convict you. And there had to be somebody to keep the police interested until I could talk to Lopez. Well, you were handy.
Handy? Well, I won't be from now on, Ann. Since you've become a big business gal, you know you're out of my league. No, I'm going to stick to test flights from now on. Where a guy isn't risking his life all the time.
The Relic Radio Show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back next Tuesday. We'll hear from Theater 5 and The Big Story. In between now and then, you can find more from Bold Venture, Mystery House, past episodes of this show, and thousands of other old-time radio episodes, and all the other Relic Radio podcasts, all at RelicRadio.com. Our Shoutcast stream is up and running there as well. And as always, if you'd like to help support this and all of the Relic Radio shows, help keep them coming every week, give that donate button a click or visit donate.RelicRadio.com. That'll take you to the donate page with more information, including our downloadable sets for certain donation amounts, so any amount is always appreciated. Thank you, as always, to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another episode of the Relic Radio Show.